When the children arrived at the sea, Princess Andromeda was standing against a rock at the edge of the water. Somebody had tied her to it. Then they had left her alone. Anna looked out towards the sea. The sea monster was already there. The children could see its back above the water. It had arrived a few minutes earlier, and it had seen Andromeda. Now it was swimming closer and closer to the rock. Its big head appeared out of the water. It looked hungry.
What can we do?
Asked Ben. Anna was ready to fight, but suddenly Leo had a better idea. A few weeks earlier, he had read a book about animals. Now he remembered something.
A lot of animals don't like high sounds,
he shouted.
So?
Asked Ben. But Leo was already running towards the rock. With one hand, he was pressing a button on his watch. Suddenly, it started to make a noise. Anna understood.
Leo's got an alarm on his watch,
she explained to Ben.
But is it going to work?
At first, the answer was no. The monster didn't stop. But suddenly, it slowed down, then it turned around and swam away.
It worked,
cried Ben.
Well done, Leo,
said Anna. The woman in the white dress had watched everything. While the children were helping Andromeda down from the rock, she came closer. When they had first seen her, she looked normal. But now she seemed much bigger, and there was a bright light all around her.
Very well done,
she said.
Who is she?
Ben asked the others. Andromeda answered his question.
That is the goddess Athena.
The goddess looked down at the children.
You are strangers here. Why have you come?
Our Aunt Beth sent us to find somebody,
Anna explained.
We're looking for a woman called Sophia. She's in the city of Thebes.
The goddess nodded.
I can send you to Thebes, but you must be careful. Something is wrong with our world. It will be very dangerous.
It's always dangerous, isn't it?
Complained Ben. But the goddess Athena had already lifted her hand, and now the world around them was disappearing again.